The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high five moment today? Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And I'm Vado.
Hey. Vado, today you get to be the guinea pig with us.
Guinea pig?
Yeah, we have some new segments that we're introducing on Lip Service, and you're the first person we're trying it out on.
Okay, let's go.
See, he's all for it. All right, so we're going to start it off for you with What Men Want. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen that movie yet.
Not yet.
You know what it's based on. If you could read a guy's mind, mm-hmm. right? Would you want to have that power?
I think we pretty much already know what they're thinking. To me, I feel
what's Vado thinking?
I don't want to say.
Say what I'm thinking right now.
You can't wait to go smoke a blunt after this? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's totally incorrect.
Nah, what is it?
Gigi, what's he thinking?
I don't know what he's thinking, but I would like to have that power.
You would?
You would? Mm-hmm.
That's dangerous.
It is, but I'm crazy, so.
What are you thinking, Vado? These couches are fucked up?
Nah. My ex still look good.
Who's your ex?
And still look good, you know what I'm saying?
Well, thank God. There's nothing worse when somebody falls off.
That's what's up. You know, it's a compliment, that's all.
Well, thank you. All right, so now we're going to ask you, as far as thinking, what do you think about lace fronts? And be honest.
Totally whack.
Why?
I'm not a fan of it.
Boo.
Let me see who you following, because I know you following some lace fronts.
Nah, I'm not a fan of the lace fronts. It look good, like, you know, no.
Okay, right. So you are a fan.
No, let me explain that. It looks good, but I'm not a fan of it.
Does okay, that make so sense? Why are you not a fan of it if it looks good?
Because I'm not really a fan of all of that. I like natural.
I see mad lace fronts.
Instagram females are entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's entertainment. But far as I like more natural. I don't mind weave and none of that, but the lace front, where you can see the lace.
Mm-hmm. Where you can see the lace.
What if it's a good lace? Yeah, what if it's a
like
lace?
Like the lace, like for example, you know, if you take that off, that's, you know what I'm saying? You could tell, like, all that is like a
what's
mask.
Wrong with lace?
Huh?
What's wrong with lace? You don't think lace is fancy?
I don't want to know. I don't want to.
You know, men have lace fronts now.
Yeah, I see. My condolences.
You're just fortunate you have a good hairline.
Yeah.
We got new pillows.
Okay.
You like them?
Yeah, they dope.
Okay.
You ever be nervous about your hairline?
Nah. I mean, yeah, if you push it back. You know, barbers sometimes be hating and push your shit all the way back.
You look like you got a few good years left. Like, mm-hmm. You don't look like
your
it's going anywhere.
Nice and healthy.
Yeah. Nah, I'm straight.
That's because you never had braids or nothing, did you?
Nah.
Yeah, see, I feel like when guys have braids or dreads or something before, they shit is the ones that be the first to go.
Oh, because they kind of pull on it?
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
You never had cornrows?
Nah, I was always a wave type.
See, that's why he still got his hairline.
Yeah.
All right, so as far as what men want, what do you think about sex on the first night? If you have sex with a woman on the first night, what do you assume about her?
From my experience,
mm-hmm.
it's over.
Damn.
I mean, because, you know,
There are people who had sex on the first night and that ended up being together and married and happy and everything.
Yes, but I'm just asking his opinion. Like, okay.
From what I've been through, it didn't, you know, go nowhere.
Why is that? Is that because of you?
Yeah, because, you know, they start calling heavy. And they're like, oh, so you just, as soon as you, I gave you something, now that's how you act. I'm like, it was the first night. Like, you know.
You don't think that they look at you like he was easy?
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but, you know, personally, my experience, like I said, it didn't go, you know.
Has it ever worked out for a little, at least a period of time?
A week. Meaning, if I got some in that week and I might get up with her again, got it, you know.
Get it again?
Get it again, and then, you know, you move on.
Damn.
I mean, you know, I was a busybody, so I couldn't really pay attention to one.
What's the longest you ever waited?
He probably still waiting now.
I know.
About 3 months.
And did you, like, give up or did you hit? What happened?
I hit.
Oh, okay.
She actually, you know, she actually took it from me.
Damn, she got raped?
Yeah, she actually took it from me.
How did that happen?
Because, you know,
that's me, a strong allegation, sir.
You know, I'll be cool. I don't be on it. I don't be trying to, like, be thirstful. I never chased pussy. That's for one. Let's get that straight. I never was thirst for it. It is what it is. It happens. It happens. You know, so she was, you know, she was on it. She wanted it. You know what I'm saying?
So, so you felt obligated?
Nah, I don't even feel obligated, but, you know, I don't be thirsty. I don't want a girl to feel that I'm thirst. Because when they feel you thirst, that's when they try to take advantage or try to feel like, you know, I always keep them wandering.
Do you like me? You like the chick.
Don't like me?
Yeah. So after 3 months, she raped you. Huh? So after 3 months of hanging out and kicking it, she got raped drunk you.
And she took it.
She took the dick.
Yeah.
Then what happened after that? Did y'all?
Did you feel crazy after? Like, I can't believe this happened to me.
No, I like when they take it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, because you're making it sound like it was a crime.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
She drugged you.
Nah.
Date rape.
I love when they take it, but, you know.
So they gang raped you?
How many bitches was it? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately, it was only one.
You know. How unfortunate.
So how long did that last? You waited three months and then she seduced you.
Yeah.
And took it from you.
She got drunk and she couldn't take it no more. She took it from me. Mm-hmm. We kicked it for a few years.
Did she, like, sit on your face or anything?
Nah. She didn't do all that.
I feel like you're supposed to do that.
Yeah, but everybody can't get that.
For real? So if, like, say it's a girl you just started fucking with and she just, like, comes and starts trying to put her ass in your face, you're going to be like, whoa.
Yeah, nah, I'm
like,
not
everybody
with
can't
that.
Get that.
I'm not with that. Like, you know, I'm not with that. Yo, like.
I'm a gentleman.
If you know me, you know me. I'm not that type of fellow, man.
So you're not freaky.
No, I'm definitely freaky. Definitely
nasty. Everything you're saying indicates you're not.
I'm definitely freaky, definitely nasty, but I'm just not that with everyone.
Right.
You know, somebody got to feel special.
You got to be warranted. You got to deserve to get those treatments.
He don't bring his chicks out on the first
date. That ain't coming out for everybody. Okay. You got to be special.
Exactly. You know,
he read the book The Wait.
You know, I like to look forward to things. I like to tell a girl, yo, I'm on my way.
The anticipation.
And then, oh, for real?
And then not show up. Really make a
showed up. I showed up. You know?
Have y'all ever taken it?
Yeah.
Gigi's like, yeah, no doubt.
For sure.
Have you ever took it?
Yes, I have initiated sex before. I don't want to say I took it because that just sounds wrong.
No, you take it from the back.
Gigi took it. I initiated sex.
I definitely took it.
It's only if I don't have to get up early.
Then you'll
other than that, I'm very good going to sleep. What about you, Luria? You're not aggressive.
Yeah, I feel like it depends on the guy. Like, if it's somebody I've been with and I'm comfortable like that, then yeah, I would.
But not the first time.
I don't think I would do that the first time either. That would be weird to me. I would let the guy initiate the first time. And sometimes they try to initiate it and it's a dub.
But what if he's like me and he's being real cool?
Well, we ain't fucking then.
I initiated the first time and took it.
Yeah, that's attractive. That's very
Gigi's
attractive.
Already admitted to being a rapist before.
Gigi's killed someone.
And she's also a murderer.
That's a crazy Gigi.
Gigi crazy.
But that's attractive.
But
know?
It wasn't like We waited a while. It was like maybe like a month or 6 weeks. It wasn't like a, you know, quick. Like we was kicking it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Like, we're not gonna
and then I thought, like we slept in the bed together and everything. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, you know, he would try me and he never tried me. And then, you know, it just got to the point where I was like, okay, let me.
He just wanted to cuddle?
Yeah, we just was chilling.
Did you think that was weird? And that was fine. Like, maybe he's having an outbreak.
That's what I would think.
No, that wasn't weird. He was fucking the mom.
You gotta kill those crabs off.
Because that person, he was like hella laid back and everything. So I just took it as, you know, he just was chilling. And then when
I like cuddling and like trying to like grind him?
No. Like, you wasn't sticking your butt towards him when you sleep. You know, that's the trick.
I did, but then he ain't fall for that. Like, for I thought, you know, you do
I
that.
I would have thought he was gay.
He ain't.
And I then like, he's gay.
It was maybe, like, maybe the third or fourth time that we slept in the bed together that I just...
You were like, all right.
Enough beating around the goddamn bush. That would have been weird to me.
Like, come on, let's get this over with.
Nah, he was trying to stroke your brain.
Damn.
Word up. He was trying to make you wonder. Like you said, you don't know where he was at with it, right?
Yeah, but that's not what it was either.
What was it?
Oh, he was something else?
Nah, he got an injury, so he can't really do a whole lot.
Oh, then yeah.
Wait, I don't know about this.
It sounded like herpes.
He was handicapped?
No, he was shot. No, he was shot before. He got shot up a bunch of times and they had to reconstruct his hip.
Oh,
so he can't really do a whole
so he had
lot
a fake
of
fake
hip? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so he was a paraplegic, like, and you didn't know.
Was it a wide hip?
That's why he didn't fuck you?
Was it a wide hip? Like, you could see his hips and all that?
No, no, not like that.
He had a wooden
but he had a
wooden dick.
Now they reconstructed his hip, so it was this one time where, you know, like I made him like really go in, and then he called me the next day like, I'm sore, like I can't really be doing all that.
He had surgery.
He was with a Vietnam survivor.
He got benefits though.
What the fuck? So you was laying in the bed.
I think I got a purple heart.
Yeah. Yo, this sounds so crazy.
It sounds so crazy.
You remember that? He's regular though.
Remember the episode of Sopranos where she took her leg off?
He took his dick off. I mean, I screwed his shit.
That little Russian.
Gigi had to lift him in the bed.
Oh man, that's foul. That's not even funny, man. That ain't his fault.
So he didn't tell you this prior?
I knew that he had been shot all those times, but I didn't know that he had to reconstruct the hip. Well, I knew, but I didn't know it was that to that extent to where as though he ain't really trying to fuck all the time because it's painful for him to really be thrusting and shit.
Right.
So during the time that we was together, I just used to ride him all the time because it wasn't really...
And then
that wasn't hurting him? You would think that would hurt him.
He had to move it.
He just laid there.
Yeah.
Was it
I
good?
I would do all
still?
The work. I mean, ain't it good?
But the weight,
top,
the weight on him.
Yeah, but not if he can't thrust, still. You still want him to bridge.
I mean, he could have done it. He did what he could do.
He gotta let you cheat because that's some fucking bullshit, yeah. Like, nigga, you can't hit it from the back. I gotta go to Tyrone.
He can't hit it from the back?
That was why he was sore. I made him like...
Yeah, he can't thrust.
Fuck me. Like,
you
from
made
the back.
Him do that?
Yeah, no, I'm like, listen, you gonna have
Gigi
to
has
stand
killed someone
up.
Before. She don't he care about their
to
new
gonna
type
have to
of displacement.
And... do something to this pussy.
Damn. Oh, she don't give a fuck about it.
And then it was good too. And then the next day he's like, man, I'm fucked up.
She parks a handicap spot.
No.
You.
I rolled your dick 85,000 times. You gonna fuck me one good time, nigga?
Damn. Even if your life is at risk,
don't die.
GG crazy.
He didn't die.
Oh my God.
That time.
Thank God for that.
Yeah.
All right. Do you wish he would have told you that like early on, like just so you know, I can't thrust?
No, it didn't matter.
She probably wouldn't have thought it's that serious until you really riding for the 85th time. Then you're like, all right.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Did he look like he was in pain?
He walked with a limp. Oh, did he look like he was in pain when I was fucking him? Did it look like he was in pain when I was fucking him? No.
All right. We're going to go back to what you're thinking. What if she gained some happy weight? You guys have been in a relationship for a while and she gained a few pounds.
A few like 20, 30.
Yeah. A few happy. You know, she's happy. What's going on in your head?
She got to get unhappy.
Stress her out.
You got to cheat
depends.
On that bitch.
It depends. If she was real skinny and she gained happy weight, then that's good. But if she was thick.
If she was already 2 cheeseburgers away.
Oh, yeah. Nah. She got to Well, I'm,
and then she gained 30 pounds on top of them two cheeseburgers.
Oh yeah, she's going to DR.
Damn, you would sign her to do that?
Columbia.
But you got a problem with lace fronts?
I mean, I would try to inspire. I would try to have her work out, mm-hmm. but 9 times out of 10, if it's that, if she was already two cheeseburgers away and she didn't gain 20 extra pounds.
You have her walk on the treadmill next to you?
Nah, she got to go under the knife. Ain't no way she losing that.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, girls don't be that focused on workout like men.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
Oh. Haven't you heard Kanye's workout plan?
I mean, far from what I know.
And
from
I ain't got to fuck with Ray Ray broke ass no more.
From what I see, a lot of women not really on it.
I feel like a lot of guys don't be on it too much.
That's true too.
Guys be thinking it's cute to have a ball of belly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they getting lipo now too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Men are getting lipo and lace fronts.
Lipo, huh? Mm-hmm.
Kanye got lipo.
Yeah, guys get lipo.
Kanye ain't get no lipo.
Yes, he did. He said he did.
He admitted to it.
That's how he got addicted to pills, because he had lipo on.
Dan, what if your girl sent you to DR?
Mm-hmm. Girl can't send me to DR.
get your ass on the plane.
What? Girl, listen.
Take away them two cheeseburgers.
Listen,
and get
you don't
unhappy.
Even got to go all the way to DR. Okay? You can go to the Bronx. Don't go to the Bronx. You might not come out.
But wait, you wouldn't be okay with her just gaining a little happy weight?
If she's skinny, yes.
All right, well, there
what if it's
one.
Baby weight? What if she gained 80 pounds during pregnancy and then don't only lose 10?
I mean, if
after?
It's baby weight, 9 times out of 10, she's going to lose it because I'm going to be stressing the shit out of her.
Oh, my God. That's so rude. She probably already dealing with all kinds of stuff. What the fuck? Why? Huh? She dealing with possible postpartum depression, raising a baby. Yeah. You want to stress her out?
Listen here. You know, after you have a baby, you're very sensitive, mm-hmm. very emotional.
Me and Laurie,
so
don't know.
It's not that hard to stress you out. It's not that hard to stress.
But you said it
you
like it was like your pride.
Yeah,
like, afterwards, I'm gonna stress that bitch out. She gonna be skinny as a motherfucker.
I mean, it all depends how you know. What's the next thing?
What do you do
to stress someone out?
He said, "Moving right along."
Let's just say her vagina has a little stench to it.
Ooh.
What are you thinking?
Like he fucked her before and it wasn't bad. Before?
No, it's your woman. It's your girl. It's the woman you love.
And it's a little stench.
And y'all live together, everything.
Nothing crazy, just slightly stenchy.
Just today, it's a little.
Babe, you was working out?
You know? No, she wasn't, because she's if it's not 20 pounds overweight.
What if it's not a musty smell? What if it's more like a fishy smell?
That's BV.
I'm going to think she's fucking another nigga. Yeah.
Why?
Exactly.
You gave that to her from fucking another nigga.
Nah, how I give it? Nah. Yeah,
women
could have
fucked somebody else. Women get BV from their boyfriends.
Yeah, but if I'm not a cheater, so.
What?
Like the new me falls now.
My ex-girlfriend doesn't see anything.
What? Bitch, where?
You just said how hard it was for you to just be with one woman.
No, back then. Yes, back then. I told you I come up here as a whole different.
He said it's
me.
A new year.
He said he's mature V.
Yes, mature V.
2019 version.
Yeah, 2019. Mature, I don't cheat, so.
It's mature hip replacement V.
Stress-free V.
You know, this is 2019 where, you know, if smell like that, that's BV, and that's not from me because I'm not doing nothing.
It don't have to be from you, though. It could be she could have it.
It could be from, it could be from she changed soaps. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Women's vaginas are very sensitive, and it can take the smallest
thong,
thing will throw. That too, the smallest thing will throw a woman's pH. And next thing you know, something ain't right down there. How do you
it
move forward with
finger.
That?
You could have had
it could be your cum.
Right. You could have put your finger. You could have had some dirt under your nails.
Nah.
Or your cum could be too acidic and can raise up her pH balance. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of different reasons why a woman get BV. And the first thing men say is, oh, her pussy stank or this, that, and the third. When 9 times out of 10, your ass is the one responsible
it's
for it.
It's just stinky dick.
Causing all the problems.
He's like, well,
stirring up the pot.
I don't cheat.
But I'm saying, what's the conversation like if there's a bit of a stench? What's that conversation like?
Like, you know, you try to hit it from the back and then that shit come out crazy like a skunk. You like, shh.
You've been there, huh?
I've caught it. I caught that.
So what do you say?
I turn around. I turn it around.
No, but
so you keep going?
This is your woman, though. This is your wife.
You
this
keep
is
going?
Your woman.
I mean,
this is the
know,
love
I'm
of
drunk,
your life.
I'm drunk. I'm fucked up.
No, we're not talking about one of those instances. This is your woman. This is your wife. This is the woman you live with and you love. She got
I
your children.
I
want to
know if he's doing it with just a hoe.
Right.
Nah,
so there's cottage cheese on your dick. You just turn her around?
Oh, I never had that.
Never, ever.
Ooh, what if you see a bump?
Nah, I never had that. I don't know what you're talking about.
He was about to say the question one time is, he had cottage cheese.
We're not saying what have you done. The question is, what if? What would you do if?
I have a sit down with her.
Okay. You know, right then, or you still finished?
I try to make it funny. Like, oh, babe, you know, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why?
Funny?
Not trying to, but you know, I got to try to make it funny because I don't want to
lighten
it up. I don't want to be too serious that she, you know, might become insecure about it. It might be something that is going to take a while to go.
All right, so tell L'Oreal right now her pussy's.
Oh, excuse me. First of all, no.
Tell Angela.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, tell Angela.
I would be lying if I tell Angela that.
Go ahead, let me hear it. Go ahead. Well, how would you tell me?
I would. if Ange Joyce thing, I'd be like, yo, Ange. Last night was crazy, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying?
We'll wait till the next day.
I wouldn't do it off the rip. Nah, I wouldn't do it off the rip. That's taking the whole vibe. That's fucking up the whole vibe. You know what I'm saying?
The vibe is fucked up.
Yeah, the smell fucked up the vibe.
Yeah, but if this is my girl, what you say, this is my wife,
right?
If this is my wife, I'm not going to fuck up the vibe. Okay. I'm going to just take one for the team. Yeah, I'm going to be a trooper.
And then the next morning.
Go ahead, finish telling Angela. Go ahead, tell me.
And then the next morning. First of all, I'm not going to tell. I'm going to text her.
You would text that?
You a punk.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
What would the text say?
I'm like, babe.
And I probably just put the fish emoji.
Yeah, I might put one of them.
In the nose.
You know, the dolphins. The swimming dolphins.
Yeah, one of those. You know, like, babe, last night was kind of fishy. You know what I'm
no,
saying?
No, the trash can.
Fishy.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, what do you mean by fishy?
I said, well, last time you been to the doctor? I will ask you that.
I'd be like, did you give me something?
And I'd be like, listen, you know, last night was kind of, you know, I say we both should go to the doctor.
What, I'd be like, you was cheating?
All right. It stink, Ange. Shit stink, Ange.
Why didn't you say something when it was happening?
Shit stink, right? Ange. Nah, because it. I love you. That's why.
How you know it wasn't your dirty dick?
Nah, because I ain't doing nothing.
Okay, now, what if it's a hoe?
Huh?
What if it's a random hoe, one-nighter?
Oh, yeah, it's over. I'm going to let it out.
Or he's going to finish.
Yeah, I'm going to get my nut.
How can you get your nut when it stinks?
Because
that
9 times 10, if it's a hoe, I'm drunk, I'm fucked up. You know
you
the
only
hoes,
focus
you kinda
on
look,
one thing.
You kind of get drunk nut. For the hoes, you know what I'm saying? It's not that, you know, you got to get drunk, get crazy. So right. If it's crazy, I'm like, yo, I'm out. After I catch my nut, I'm out and sober.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, I might know I'm lying. I'll try one more time to see. Cause it might have been, like,
but
listen,
what
might have
been?
She might have been just got done stripping.
What if it stink,
you know,
hella bad, but the pussy super good?
Like, what if that stench just makes it incredible? The fish juice
after the stench go away. Like,
what if
she
just gave you the blowjob of life, and then you go to bust it open, and
this is a nasty ass conversation.
See, I'm glad you brought that up because. That's what it's all about, the blowjob. You know what I'm saying? If the blowjob is crazy, you're gonna let it slide a few times. You're gonna be like, yo, listen here, babe.
A few? Jesus.
Maybe because if she start the head first, you're gonna let that slide a few times because she done already opened you up.
What about you wouldn't just come and then be like, all right, thanks.
Thanks about what?
Like, that's it. I'm good. You don't gotta have sex after that.
No, that's why I'd be like, oh, I roll over. After the head crazy, I just roll over and go to sleep. Like, oh, it's crazy.
All right, now let's say she's rude to your mom.
Me personally, I might like her more. Not rude.
If she
not
was
rude.
Rude to your mom?
Not rude.
I just said rude.
I'm like, listen here. That's my mom. You know, boom, boom, boom. I just keep them separated. But I like it more because I don't like when my mom's is cool with my joints, man. That shit is whack, man.
Why?
Because, man, that shit is whack, man. I don't want to be like, come on, I go see my girl. My mom's there and shit. Like, cooking and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like... Why my mom's? I don't like that. I'm not really a fan of my mom's.
Why would it, you want your
Me
mom to be cool with your girl?
We have a great relationship.
Yeah, that seems like
we
you
talk
would want
all
that.
The time.
Yo, you should know that. You know I don't fuck with that, man. I don't fuck with my mom's, man. You know what I'm saying? Mom's taking catering shit to fucking 105 and shit. I ain't with all that shit. Shut us down, man. What is you
What's
catering?
Wrong with you? You don't want your mom to be cool with your girl?
Nah. Nah.
That seems like it would be even better. So you would like it if she was rude to your mother.
No, she can't be rude.
Like if your mom was like, hey, I just want to see what you're doing. Listen, chill with all that.
Chill, B.
You don't like that over here.
Nah, don't be rude, but you know, always have, you know, respect, but don't get tight with her. You know what I'm saying? Don't get cool. Nah, we're not doing that.
Damn. That seems a little weird. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about somebody that's your girl.
Yes, my girl. Because if we have problems, you putting my mom's involved now. You know, now my mom's, I'm having a conversation with you and my mother. My mother's telling me, yo, you better call that girl. I'm like, what? How you know that? So now I'm calling you like, yo, you told my mother? Like, come on, we ain't going through that, man. Put my mom's on. You know, mothers is nosy, so don't put her in the business.
That's the funniest thing personal. You can do to a guy is when he fuck up, tell his mom.
Yeah, that shit
is right. That should be so funny. I did that once when I was dating this guy and I caught him in bed with somebody else. I called his mom.
You caught him in bed?
Yeah, I called his mom. I was like, so... Because he made her leave and then he was trying to get me to stay. And I was like, I have your mom on the phone. He got so nervous.
Yeah, shit is whack.
That's the worst thing you could do to a guy. If he's tight with his mom, is call his mom and let her know, especially if she like you.
Exactly.
And he doing some bullshit.
Does that happen to you, Gigi? Does his mom be like...
No, she always on my side.
See? That's how it's supposed to be.
And that's another thing. That's another thing. They always on my side. Especially when they like the person, they always on their side. Yeah, like, come on. Traitor.
All right, so Vada, let's talk about your song, Talk to Me. Mm. You and Dream Doll. Dream Doll's one of our...
we love her.
Yeah, she was one of our favorite guests here on Lip Service. Very entertaining.
Very, mm-hmm. Very.
So have you ever pulled up on a girl that was out on a date with another guy?
Yeah, but I didn't do it like that, though.
I hope not. So what happened?
I just texted her like, I'm outside.
Damn.
Come outside.
Did she come outside?
Yeah, she better.
But she was out with another guy. Talking about something, she better.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know where her heart is at. I know girls is like niggas sometimes. You know what I'm saying? They like to just force things.
Did you feel like it was your fault that she was out with somebody else?
Of course. Mm-hmm. So I said, yo, come outside, man. I'm outside. You know, and she got in the car. You know, of course, I had a toy. So it looked good. She jumped in. I pulled off.
Wow. So she just left the guy? Did she leave her purse?
Nah, she came with all that.
Okay.
How did you know she was there?
Because, you know, chicks is, this is how you know they be forcing it, right?
She told you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, where you at? I'm such and such. No, where you at? Why? Because where you at? I'm eating. Who you eating with?
Jesse
why?
Smollett.
You know, you know, why? Yo, stop playing. Where you at? Man, such and such. I'm on my way.
Oh, you told her you was coming and everything.
On my way.
You told her. Because I've had somebody pull up on me before. That didn't work out so well.
Listen, are you talking about the same thing I'm thinking?
What happened?
Yeah, it didn't work out so well at all.
What
the person got beat the fuck up.
You fucking with a football player?
Nah, just you know, just so well. Nigga with two hands.
Wow. Beat up the nigga that you had coming?
No, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't even somebody I was talking to, but he tried to show up because he saw on social media where I was at.
How you for yeah, he nigga beat up. How did he approach the situation?
I think the guy already didn't like him for something else that had nothing to do with me. So I was outside talking to him, and the guy, it wasn't even just me, and this guy was a bunch of us. So he came outside and they got into it, and then he beat him up pretty bad.
But I think it was the approach, like how he approached the situation.
It's always about the approach. It's never the man's fault. That's the thing. Like,
what?
It's never, like, for example, if I have a girl and my girl's messing with a nigga, it's never the niggas. I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas is niggas, you know?
Even if it's one of your friends?
Oh, nah, that's something different.
Because have you ever had one of your friends try to talk to your girl?
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, so-called friends, we call them so-called friends, mm-hmm. You know?
And they told you? Like, how does it?
See, that's the thing. See, a lot of the dudes that dealt with girls I dealt with, they tells me before it even happens.
The guy or the girl?
The guy.
Oh, like, the girl.
What's up? Like, yo, what's up with shorty, man? Because, you know, I'm a busybody. So, you know, a nigga feels comfortable in telling me because they know I'm a busybody.
Yeah, we call you VMZ.
Yeah. That's what I called him when he came in. VMZ. I was like, what up, VMZ? He was like.
So, you know, a guy asked, yo, what's up with shorty? Boom, boom, boom. Like, I mean, you know, what's up? You know, me, man. Boom, boom, boom. But I ain't never get, like, you know, that's my girl. Well, all right, and they'll leave it alone. See, for example, right, I had this one joint, right? My man, this probably my man, he kept going to my girl hostings and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kept going to a hosting. What the fuck is this nigga always going to hostings, right? I said, yo, what the fuck? You fuck with this nigga? She's like, nah, like, he just be coming, pulling up, right? So I said, yo, my nigga, why you keep pulling up to my girl hostings? Like, You know what I'm saying? At first, I didn't look at it like nothing because I know this girl be with girls. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's like, yo, you going to pull up and be around because she keep the girls. So, I'm like, all right, it's cool. One day, I'm drinking with my niggas. Everybody want to gas it. Yo, see the such over there. So, now it's getting under my skin.
Why
so
you not like, at your girl's party? And he there.
I've been to a couple. Listen, my girl, she got like parties every night. You know what I'm saying? Every night she's partying. She's hosting every night. So of course I'm not gonna be going to all them shits. You know, I got my own things to do.
Sound like you was just eating with your friends just now.
Right.
Yeah, I'm eating with my friends.
Your man was at the hosting.
I got things to do. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he like, nah, you know, I'll be, you know, she be having the joints. V, come on, man, you know. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever, man. You can't go no more. You know what I'm saying? I told her, yo, you can't, listen, he can't be, no, we're not doing that. And I had to stop that.
So you cock blocked. On the other girls.
Nah, she wasn't feeling the nigga. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't.
I'm talking about her friends.
Oh, yeah. It's over. All that shit is over with, man. Because, you know, it's not looking right. Shit not looking right. You my man and you, which is cool, but... You know, he's known for doing crab shit anyway, so.
That's his reputation. And how is that your friend, though? Why do people have friends that know him for doing crab shit?
Listen, we have friends, we have associates, man. But at the end of the day, yeah, he my friend. You just know he's a crab. He can be a crab. Mm-hmm. That's all. You got to know your friends. That's the thing about it. When you know your friends, can't nothing shock you.
Right. I wouldn't want to be friends with somebody who I felt like was a crab, though.
Well, you know.
He like, we grew up together. He said he's a baby crab. Now he's a grown
up crab. I mean, you know, he's one of those crabs that, you know, yeah, but if, yeah.
Nah, we all got those friends.
We all got crab friends.
Yeah, a bird or whatever you want to have your version of it. But we all got them whack ass friends that you still kind of cool with.
You just fall back from them. You don't keep them close. You don't be as tight as you normally be with them. That's all.
You don't take them to certain shit. It's like a...
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. You know? It's all just right. More like, what up?
Now let's talk about orgasms, because we were talking about this earlier, right? Orgasming from nipple play. Because there's people that can't have an orgasm just from you playing with their nipples. And there's guys that can have an orgasm just from their girl playing with their nipples also.
What?
It's a fact.
That's not true.
Yes, it is. Look it
who
up.
Who them niggas is? Because I was...
If you have sensitive nipples.
You been telling me a nigga could nut from...
Yes.
Get his nipples played with?
Guys can nut from anything, by the way.
I don't know. That don't sound too right.
You don't think so? Guys, have you ever had a guy nut and you didn't even have sex?
I had a guy nut because I licked his dick.
Well, Gigi, that's called a blowjob.
Yeah. No. One lick. And he nutted. I didn't even get a chance to put it in my mouth or anything.
How many times?
He was excited.
It was the anticipation. Was he disappointed?
I was disappointed. Mm.
This wasn't the hip guy.
You supposed to
no.
I'm all day. You all fucked up.
Yeah. Like my accident made me very the bottom, and I got to the top, and then he's coming, and I was just like,
so it was one long lick.
It wasn't long at all. It was a quick lick.
Did he just get out of jail? That's like some jail shit, right? First day home.
No, he was really anticipating. He was really, you know, he wanted it really, really bad.
And then he was like, fuck.
And guess what?
That's a compliment. You got to say that's a compliment.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't even do anything. She just licked.
She like, oh, he like, oh, she's Gigi.
Gigi crazy.
Man, we're crazy.
That was it. That was it.
He like, yes.
It was over after that.
His head, this head was going to be the best head ever.
There's a lot of niggas that's fans. He was a fan.
No, this was years and years and years. This was before Gigi. Oh. This was, yeah. That was Kafi that did that.
Oh, shit. So you wasn't even Magic City, Gigi.
No. I still was living in Philly.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, this was a long time ago.
What about you, L'Oreal? You never had a guy nut and you didn't even like...
Anything I say is going to give away what the fuck I'm saying. So no.
Why?
I'm going to just say
How could it give it away?
He nutted without...
Like from seeing.
He just looked at you?
Yeah.
And nutted?
He jerked off and looked at
you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my like shit. I like doing that. Something.
You said you enjoyed doing that.
But that's like 2 seconds, like really fast.
That's my shit.
That's crazy to me.
Nah, that's I ain't gonna lie.
You'd rather do that?
Yeah, like I get the first one out the way. Like, yo, just, you know, walk around and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Just walk around. Because the second one is longer.
You know?
The second one.
Yeah, put on some
walk
shit.
Walk around in them shoes.
Put on some shit.
White Peter, walk around.
Walk around them shoes I just bought you.
Nerd.
Why she can't get the first and second nut?
Nah, because the first nut is more like, come on. First nut, first of all, is going to happen too fast. So you want to get that out the way. Boom. So you like to just
what
like
if there's get no yourself follow-up? Right. I be thinking about that too. Like,
you know it's crazy? Like, for real. You know, but that's when you gotta be right. That's why I'm going to just leave it like that. You got to make sure you right and prepared.
No red meat that day.
Yo.
Drink your pineapple juice.
Word, but
yeah. So you tell a girl to walk around and you just jerk off and come?
Like, you know, like, yeah, twerk, dance, do all that. Yeah, she gave me hype. I was jerking off. I'm like, oh.
She'd be like, you do something.
You twerk. Walk around.
Do all this work. So you could jerk off and fall asleep. Because doesn't that happen sometimes? You have your first nut and then it's over?
Yes, it is.
So it's a risk. Can you tell when that's going to happen? Or is it always a gamble?
Yeah, you know. That's why I don't smoke before I fuck. For some reason, when I smoke and I get that first nut, because that first nut is explosive. Once I get that, what's that explosion? I'm done, man. I'm turning over. I'm tired. I want to cuddle.
And pass out.
Yeah, I want to cuddle and, you know, boom.
So you never orgasm from you don't like your nipples played with at all?
Hell no. I ain't no girl, man. I'm not with that.
A lot of men
shit,
like that.
They yeah, definitely guys do like
lick
that.
Them. Don't play with them.
Okay.
I think playing with them is kind of.
There's five guys in this room. There's guys in the control room. How many guys like their nipples play with? Just be honest.
They can't just admit it. Just a little. It's gonna make
okay.
Them.
And then look, right, look, right, right over there. Someone. I see two. I see three.
Said no,
I see
over
three.
There.
Is it both the white boys in the room? Yeah,
yeah,
nobody.
Y'all niggas don't admit
the shit.
No.
Yeah.
He said no.
Three.
Look, Dan said no.
Dan said yes. He's playing with his nipples now.
Yeah, he ain't having that.
How come nobody in here
playing with
said
them?
No.
Like, what you get out of a girl put her thumb and just playing with
because
your
it's sensitive. The same thing a girl might like, a guy might like.
Lick them.
Yeah.
That's
playing with them.
No, I don't mind licking them. Lick them. Don't play with them.
But like, that's playing with them, Vado.
That's kind of fruity. I don't know. It's playing with them is like this. Kind
what
of
is
fruity.
It? Look at that motion.
Can she like motorboat him and like squeeze his
food? Let me tell you something. I'm going to keep it on. This ain't no different from her playing with your ass.
No, that's not true. It's
so
nipples.
You don't like that
nipples
either.
Nipples are sensitive.
Hell no.
So you don't mind your nipples licked, but you don't want your ass licked, right? Or do
I don't
you?
Want none of that shit licked, man.
You
don't
just want your said butt your lip? Nipples licked is fine.
No, I mean far as fingers. I'm talking about fingers. I don't like fingers in none of that. I don't like fingers in the ass. I don't like fingers with my nipples. Mm-hmm. Lick? Yeah, I'm nasty like that. I get nasty.
Okay, what about the tongue and the butt?
I said.
He said yeah.
He said the tongue is fine. Just not
I thought
no
he was talking about on the
will
nipples.
Will you kiss a girl after she licks your butt?
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, if she did that, that's my bitch. That ain't just a regular bitch. So, yeah, we get nasty. Spit and all that. Everything.
You think girls have to wait and not get too nasty too quick?
Yeah. They should. They should. You know, special diseases and all that shit going around.
I don't mean that. I just mean like.
I mean, they need to know they person. They need to know they person.
Like,
you know?
Chris Rock said, he'll be like, where women have to ration it out at first. Like, I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to suck his dick yet. Okay, I'm going to suck his dick, but I'm not going to do this yet. Like, we got to ration things out and give him something to look forward to. Or you think, first time, just do it all.
Nah, you're not doing it all on the first.
Nah,
time.
You don't
you're
do
not
it all
getting
the
all of that.
But I don't ever want it all on the first.
You're not getting all of that.
I don't want it all on the first.
Because then you're gonna go crazy, and yeah. I don't got time for that.
You're gonna nut before I even
listen to G. G just says real talk.
The crazy thing is, the more stuff you do, the crazier the motherfucker gets. So it kind of tells you to like back away, but you still keep doing it depending on the person.
And the nigga gives you a warning too.
It does.
When you doing it, he like, oh, you like me being crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and
this
then you're
why
like,
I'm crazy,
fuck.
Right? You like me being crazy. And
I wouldn't want nobody to say that. What's crazy?
Niggas get crazy, man.
Niggas get crazy.
What's crazy?
I mean, me personally, I never got crazy.
Like, you like me choking you, right? They'd be like, whoa, no, I don't.
You don't like,
you don't
me
like
choking?
That?
No. I definitely don't like that.
Yeah, I'm like, you know,
excuse me. No, I don't.
No, I
see looking like I do.
Yes. A lot of women like being choked.
To an extent, like, I like it. But one time I had somebody that was too rough. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, no, I don't like this shit.
Are you pale too?
He was the first person to actually do it. So I was scared of that shit, period. I'm like, nah, this nigga went too far.
Right.
But then, like, I tried it again And I'm like, this shit I hate. Like, it's all about
the person.
You got to give the right amount of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the right amount.
Motherfucker can't try to choke you to death. Like,
yeah, I don't want
to
black out.
Listen, that person almost made me black out the first person. But I think
he's not even trying to kill you.
Just funny.
You know, like when you hold your breath, it like intenses your orgasm.
That's
so
what I heard.
If you're about to come and you get choked right before, it's a really
so
good thing.
You like the pressure applying.
It's not even really the pressure being applied. It's the cut off of the air for a
so
little while.
So you said
while.
We should hold our breath during sex?
Yeah. Like when you know you're about to come, hold your breath.
You should hold it, or you want them applying the pressure.
I mean, I want him to make it feel like I'm holding my breath, or
exactly.
I'm gonna hold my own breath,
or just hold your own breath.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I you rather him really choke
me? Yeah, but I don't want him to like kill me. I just
yeah, because even a little bit of pressure will fucking.
I've never tried to hold
don't.
My breath during sex, but I'll try it.
No, yeah, you should try it.
All right, now
she like she'll laugh all day. You try to do shit like that.
Who me?
But,
I do be thinking shit is funny. I do. I'll make jokes during sex sometimes, which I think is funny. I do.
What kind of jokes? Like
knock knock.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
I'm not bringing up something you said earlier that I thought was funny
during sex.
Yeah,
I'm too nasty to be joking.
You ever say some nasty shit that sounds stupid as hell when you think about it?
No. Well, afterwards, I'm like, why did I say that? But during that shit, I'm not thinking like trying to say nothing not funny or funny. I'm just in the moment.
Because sometimes you get drunk and you say some dumb shit. What the fuck was I talking about?
I don't remember, I feel like.
All right, so we were reading this article, 7 Signs That Your Man Loves You, right? How can you tell that your man really loves you? What are some signs? So if you really love somebody, what are some signs that you love them?
You popping up on them when they on a date with another nigga.
That's called being crazy.
That's more ego. That's your, because it's his own fault.
Just on
a date with somebody else.
Look, I'm not going to lie. And now, this is what we should talk about. No, we're going to say that, but I'm going to break it down. As far as love and ego. Ego, you do the crazy shit. You stalk, you pull up where they at. Trying to see what nigga they messing with and all that. Like, far as the video from Talk To Me, that was really a lot of ego.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you running up on her when she with the nigga, running to the, you know, all that's ego. Love is really you folded. You ain't got the strength to really go and be tough or be crazy or stalking. You really folded in the crib, smoking, going to sleep, eating. Smoking, going to sleep, eating, you know, phone turned over. You that's love. You know what I'm saying?
Is she with you or are you alone?
Yeah, I'm confused.
You alone.
You alone? How is that love? You in the house smoking, eating without your phone?
And then you texting. You thinking of shit to say. You thinking of paragraphs. You sending paragraphs. You
right,
texting.
Long ass messages. I hate
and you waiting on the alert. You're not getting no alert.
So you turn the phone over so you're not looking at it because a watch phone never rings.
And then you finally get an alert or you get a call and you see it's her. You like,
I can't answer the first ring.
You hold it on. Like, you know, that's love. Ego. Ego is kind of similar, but you're not folded. You more mad. You more angry.
You don't
want to go fuck with more bitches. You want to.
It's a competition.
Yeah,
right?
You want to be on the grill. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Try to show like you happy, but you really miserable.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? You calling her friends. You talking to her friends. Like, yo, wow. You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da-da. She really like him like that?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, that song is the epitome of what guys go through, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, so it's like that? You like him like that? That's your boo, that's your bae, or y'all been like that? You know what I'm saying? Can't end like that. I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's real. You know what I'm saying? That's real. But you know the difference how you approach the situation, if it's love or is it ego. Because if it's ego, when you get her back, you're going to go back and do the same shit over again.
It's like you won the competition. I got her back. I didn't let somebody else take her. And now I'm still doing me.
And not
that
only
familiar.
That. But you're going to hold that over her head when you the reason she did it. So you're going to hold that over her head for you to keep doing you.
So you worried about what I'm doing, but you was out there with that dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Love, you're going to act right and you're going to get your girl back. You're going to do right. And you ain't got to worry about her, you know, doing all that.
Mm-hmm. You think that if a girl that you were with and you were in love with her, say y'all took a break and she slept with somebody else, could you deal with that?
You know, what I got a problem with is when I'm with a girl, right? And I'm just I'm messy. I'm messing with a bunch of bitches. Boom, boom, boom. And I know my girl is cheating if she's smart because I'm this reckless. But I just hope she's being smart with her cheating. Right. Like maybe fuck with a nigga in Houston or fuck with a nigga nobody know. But when they fuck with niggas you know, not your mans in them, but you know, that's when now you clash your ego with love. You know what I'm saying? That's when shit is like, boom, it's dangerous now. Now it's like, you know, all types of shit might happen. You know what I'm saying?
And she was like, yeah, I just left dinner with Odell. You might know him.
Yeah, man.
I know you like the Giants.
Then
Have you heard of the Giants?
You on they snap and they boomeranging shit.
Yeah.
Boomerang.
Having a great
they
time.
They boomeranging that nigga without his face, but they boomeranging, right. You know what I'm saying?
Me and Meek Mill, all-star.
Just got the watches and the thing. You don't even know who the nigga is.
Yeah, they just watches and tax and shit and chains and they boomeranging. You know what I'm saying? Because now you mad. Now you like, oh, shit, my girl jump. You know what I'm saying? Because this nigga ain't trying to wife her and she might not want him to wife her.
She's having a good time, just like he is.
Yeah,
just
that like shit is
you,
wild.
And you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that shit is wild.
Did you just sniffle?
Oh, get a tissue, please. Bring in the tissue.
Nah, like I said, I'm coming over a cold.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How was Valentine's Day? I know you love Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I ain't do shit.
And side chick day.
V-Day. V-Day. I ain't do nothing for this V-Day. I haven't done a lot for the last few V-Days.
You one of those?
I don't really celebrate this
Your
holiday.
Phone be broke on Valentine's I Day?
Nah, it don't be broke. You know, I just ain't got nobody to spend it with.
Aw.
Poor baby.
Cue the tissues.
Get him a tissue. He's getting over a cold. All right, so back to the signs that your man really loves you, right? What are some ways that we can tell? And ladies, we could chime in on this. Like, if your man loves you, how can you tell?
Yeah, I need the ladies to speak on that first.
When he spends his money on you.
That don't mean nothing.
No, it's true. Because
guys spend money on birds.
No, let me tell you something. My ex-boyfriend used to, like, really, like, judge how much he cared about somebody based on like the things he would buy for them.
But he was buying stuff for a bunch of bitches.
No, so it'll be like, all right, well, you got the better car. I care more about you. He would really value like his relationships with like his baby moms and stuff like that over the amount that he spent on them. So I always looked at it like some guys value their money so much that it's like they, you know, they really care about you.
Is that true, Vado?
Some guys,
like she said, I don't know them guys, but some guys. Falls, if a guy really love you,
he'll let you be cool with his mom.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
His family time. Family. If guys want you to be included in family events, I think like they invite you to stuff.
I was about to say that. That's what I was about to say. Mm-hmm. You know, family events, making his moms, his sisters, his family all, you know what I'm saying? That's when you know it's love. Like it's real love.
Damn, I'm not shit. Right. I don't do that. Like, if I really love a guy, I don't be like, come with my family.
You don't want
I don't
to want meet my your family. Mom or nothing?
Nah, I don't be really bringing my family. Like, if I bring my family, I'm like about to really get married to this nigga because my family mean a lot to me. So I don't bring nobody around my family.
But that's why whoever you really like that, you should try that because then you show them that it's serious. So if they're not willing to go do that, then...
Nah.
I think that you can judge how much a guy really likes you by whether or not he wants you to know his family, though.
Yeah, definitely.
And then if they start including you in future plans, like you start making plans for later.
Yeah, now that I agree.
If you're like, okay, right now, what is February? If they're like, okay, what are we doing for Thanksgiving?
Mm-hmm.
Then you know that's like a long term. He's planning ahead for the future.
Or like next year, we should do something like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know,
ain't nobody me and my motherfucking family. They play too much, and somebody might break up with me after they meet them. Cause they be hurting people's feelings and shit. Y'all think my jokes is harsh.
Nah, don't get the ones when your girl's inviting them to everything. Oh, come here. Then you see your family everywhere. You're like, yo, that's not even your type of shit. Like,
everywhere, why like where?
Like, you don't even do this. Like, she invited me. Like, oh, man. You I know, think like, once it get like that, you're like, oh, man.
I think like how somebody is protective over you. Like certain things, like even if I'm walking down the street with a guy that I'm dating, if he doesn't walk on the outside of me, I'll be like, he don't really give a fuck if I get hit by the bus that comes off the sidewalk.
If he walks on the outside, that means you don't care if he gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, I take that. I think because ever since I was young, my dad always was like that. Like, you walk on the inside, you never walk on the outside. So I feel like if a guy does that, kind of reminds me like, okay, my dad cared that much to put me on the inside.
Nah,
so
that's true though. That's
you get
true.
What I'm trying to say?
But that's real old school. That's like saying,
it's like Bronx.
If I, yeah, mm-hmm. if I open the door for you, got to unlock the other side for me.
Yeah, we have that.
You don't have that no more. Yeah,
yeah, because the shit opens now, so that's different.
Yeah, those are old school sayings. Like, yeah, I get it though, but not now. This era, nah. Nah.
You should. I feel like that's just common sense. Because even with kids, you're not going to put the kid on the outside.
No, but like, honestly, I can't walk in the inside with a female. Whoever. I might not even like the female. I just can't walk in the inside.
Yeah,
period.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But I do that because if a car was to come and shoot by, I'm going to grab her anyway. So I need a cup like this anyway.
No. Camino Brown.
No, I'm playing. I'm playing. I'm just playing.
Human shield. What about meeting your kids? Is that an indication?
That's serious. That's love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends. I mean, meeting your daughter is love.
Not your son?
Nah, because you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you want to show your son, like, yeah, man, your pops was a pimp, man. You know what I'm saying?
You want your son to think that?
I just take my son around everybody.
Some people like that, too.
My son knew everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You don't think that's confusing? Because don't you want your son to grow up and be like, with one woman?
Yeah.
You want him to grow up and be a pimp?
I mean, you know, I don't want him to grow up and be nothing else, though. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, you want to show him, like, you know what I'm saying? Yo, this is what your pops out here doing. You know? Just get that, oh, all right, my pops should just bring me. Because at the end of the day, they're going to do what they want to do anyway. That don't mean.
Well, you lead by example, though. You wouldn't want your son to be like.
I lead by example. Like, you know, I'm like, yo, I bring him around beautiful women. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
then he see you at home with your phone turned down, crying, watching TV.
Notifications off.
No,
Valentine's Day alone.
I'm talking about I'm not with the mother, so I'm doing this. I'm not with the mother, so I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? But my son, Percy, my son knew who was who. He knew who was who. He knew who was, you know what I'm saying? So
I think sometimes people meet people's kids by mistake too.
Yeah.
I don't think that they
and
really
family
just,
members.
Yeah, they plan it out. Sometimes you meet somebody's mom by mistake and ain't even like they planned it out, like, oh, I'm gonna introduce this day. So I don't feel like that's why I don't consider those things more special than the other.
Nah, we can't be making mistakes out here. Mistakes is too, you know, nah, it gets too real. Let me tell you something. If I introduce a lady to my mother or my kids, whatever, that's taking it to another level. That's like, for example, I don't look in girls' phones.
You shouldn't.
You really shouldn't.
You look on their social media, though.
No.
No, I'm sure you do.
Do you?
Nah, man, I don't look in the... Nah,
have
because
you? Is the question.
Have you?
That's... I've have, yes.
Mm-hmm. I've
yes.
have.
Like, you went through the DM.
Nah, I don't go through DMs. Nah, I don't go through DMs. Let me tell you something. You might not know that person no more. You go through their DM.
That's a fact.
Like, you might, like, for real. I'm going to keep it 100. I did it one time. And we want to talk about shocked. I didn't know that person no more.
Damn.
I put it.
What was in there?
I stored her name like that in my phone. Like, I don't know her no more.
You store her name as I don't know her no more?
I don't know her no more. I don't
know. What was
know
in
her.
There?
It was just disgusting, man.
Like what?
She just had a bunch of niggas just talking crazy. And she, you know, she's not talking crazy, but she's giggling. Like, the fuck is you giggling about?
This? Like laughing emoji?
Yeah, like laughing like the shit was cute.
What type of stuff was they saying to her?
Oh, like putting camel toes and, oh, I want to put something in you and all this. Yeah, it was crazy. You know, she wasn't my girl or nothing. You know, it was just me just being drunk and being nosy. And she was asleep.
Oh,
and I
man,
put the phone
up shit
to make sure that shit unlocked. I was just
shit off my phone immediately.
Oh my God.
The face shit goes when you sleep.
I was just joking though.
DMZ.
Listen, I was drunk.
Hold on. The face shit works while you sleep.
Yo, I was drunk. I was just joking.
The face shit shouldn't work while you sleep.
I thought your eyes had to be open.
She opened her eyes while she was sleeping.
With her eyes open?
She opened this bitch's eyes.
She sleep like this.
She sleep with her eyes open?
Huh?
She was sleep with her eyes
open? Nah, I don't think her eyes was open. Or they might have been. They might not have been closed, fully closed. Mm.
It does work. Oh man, it does.
Yeah, that
oh,
shit work, man.
Hell no.
That
you gonna take
work.
It off your phone?
Hell yeah, nigga.
It worked.
I'm taking that. My DMs are so dry.
Angela,
y'all
better
advice.
Be careful out here. She ain't know. You know what I'm saying?
So what you say to her?
Crazy.
I left.
You left drunk while she was sleeping?
Yeah, I left.
I'm sick right now.
I left. I snapshot all of the DMs into my phone so I won't forget to not fuck with her.
Every
no
time
more.
You look at it, you be like, never forget.
Yeah, and I just left. And then when she woke up, she heard me leaving. She like, what you want her? I said, I'm out, man. Check your phone though. I'll send you some shit.
Wow, you sent to her.
No.
So what did she say?
I said, I sent myself some shit, so check your texts. And she was just, you know, but it wasn't
sick.
My joint like that. I had no business doing that, man. You know, I had to apologize to her, like, yo, my bad. Cause at the end of the day, we ain't like that.
Right.
And I don't want you to feel we are. When you do shit like that, you take it to another level.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you. What was your DMs looking like? Cause y'all condition, but y'all can't take it.
I don't keep nothing in my
DMs. Don't matter if you delete it or not. Y'all be on the same bullshit. Y'all be on the same bullshit. But when we do some shit, it's the end of the world.
But you know what? You know the difference between
me and you? We trifling. Y'all do the same motherfucking thing. And we supposed to take it when y'all do it. But when we do it, y'all can't motherfucking take it.
You know why? Because y'all feelings is involved. We'll just fuck a chick and don't give a fuck about her.
Why you think we can't do that?
I didn't say nothing about fucking. I said what your DMs was looking like.
Mm-hmm.
While her DMs was all loaded with the trash, what was your DMs looking
you
like?
You were sending out them DMs she was
what
getting.
What was your trash looking like? Because you deleted it. So what was in the trash?
So that means it ain't about nothing. Why yours is saved? You like reading over this shit? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, V-Mobile.
Let me see your DM. Let me see you. Close your eyes. I'm going to open your phone.
My shit is straight.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Nah, my shit is so crazy.
Let me see.
Yo, my shit. Look, listen, right now.
You said you deleted
right
everything.
Shit. He about to go through him first.
Y'all be so butthurt when y'all do the same shit.
Yeah, but we don't care. We don't have
y'all
feelings.
Do
we have feelings, man.
So that's the reason why?
Yeah. Because
we be having feelings.
We think y'all really like the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
DM.
Look.
All right, give it here.
He just scrolled down. Why he scrolled down?
My man Tahoe. My man Tahoe.
No, I didn't ask you to navigate.
These are all niggas. Hold on. It's all niggas. You see this, right?
It's too far, B.
You see his niggas.
All right, scroll.
All right, so why are
you, where you
I'm just
going?
Showing you.
Damn. Let me back. Let me see.
It's all niggas.
Let me hold the phone.
What's on the other side?
Hey, look.
Can I hold the phone in my own hand?
What's on that 99 request side?
Yo,
okay.
Look.
Let me feel the phone.
All
let
niggas,
me touch
yo.
Let me touch the phone.
Nah,
that's not a nigga.
Tell y'all when the camera's off why I ain't giving the phone up.
Oh shit.
Come on, man.
I'll tell you when the camera's off.
The last and latest segment that we have here on Lip Service, you have to guess whose story this is of the three girls, okay? And we're not going to tell you until next week. So, which Lip Service lady is this? I was dating this guy, and I was staying at his condo. It was a hot summer day, and the electricity got cut off. Actually, the electric company showed up and shut everything down. Fortunately, I was able to save the day and pay for his bill, but it was never the same after that. Which one of us paid this guy's electricity bill?
Edge.
You'll have to tune in next week to find out which one of us it truly was.
I know exactly who it was.
Was it your bill, nigga? Shit.
Nah, but I know she, you know, she's a rider like that. You know, cause she be like, but trust me, she, you know, she's so sarcastic. She be like, oh baby, no, you gotta put the lights on. Nah, you can't be sitting in the dark. You know what I'm saying?
It was hot too. Y'all need to get the air conditioner to be running.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. One time I needed a couch. Oh, bro, you gotta get a couch. Put a couch in this chair.
A chair.
A chair.
A chair.
I still got that chair to this day. Right in my bedroom.
I was like, you gotta
fucking
go get
on
a chair.
That chair and everything.
Nah, no. Right. I write all my rhymes in that chair to this day.
Oh, that's nice. All right, well, thank you so much, VMZ.
Damn. And thank her for your lights. Yo, because
she never paid for my lights. Let's get that straight.
But you think you'll never feel the same about somebody after you have to pay for their lights to get back on?
Man, listen, that's a priority. And then you out here getting your needs met, and you ain't here. I mean, you out here getting your wants solved, and you ain't handling your needs.
Day. I don't got no air.
Like, nah, some things you don't play with. You don't play with a roof over your head, and you don't play with paying your bills. You play with all that other shit, but you don't play with the things that you really need in life.
That's right. What I'm saying.
It's not grown. You grown. You too grown to be getting your lights cut off.
That's and then that saying. Cable,
hold
cable,
all straight. That shit. She wasn't talking about me. Right? My bills always paid.
Not today.
We don't even know that it's me. Listen, but we'll find out
we
next
know
week.
It's her, but it wasn't me.
It wasn't me. You don't know that it's me. And it's very funny that we had you here for this one.
Extremely funny that you've never heard the story before. Right?
Actually, nah. Of course he ain't hear the story.
It wasn't me. I'm letting y'all know that now. I don't play that.
They be hot them summers in Miami. All right. Well, anyway, let us know what you have coming up, because we know we got the Talk to Me Dream Doll.
Yes.
Song with you and Dream Doll. So what else?
Talk to Me Dream Doll's out. V-Day 3. Mm-hmm. It's coming out this week. I have another single with my man Dave East called Same Bih.
You and Dave East should really do like a something together.
Yeah. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, East Side, West Side, Unity, Harlem. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's doing his thing. So. You know, we working on it.
How did y'all get so tight?
Talking.
Were you guys always tight even before he started doing music?
You know, East was real tight with Jay Mills. Mm. He was there with Potent at one time. You know what I'm saying? With Macarella and all of them, you know. So he was definitely, you know, around. You know what I'm saying? And he was hungry then. You know, that's why I love watching his success, because he worked hard for it. Mm-hmm. You know, he ain't just come to him.
And what about you and Dream Doll? How'd y'all hook up?
I was trying to figure out. I had a song, and I was trying to figure out who should I do with it. And I just hit her in the DM one day, and she hit me back. And she, you know,
I didn't see that DM. Mm-hmm.
See, what's your DMs looking like?
Me and Dream, you know. So she hit me back. She pulled up. We locked in, and it was good money.
What'd you think about her diss on Tory Lanez?
Yo, it's so crazy. I spoke to her earlier that day, and she was telling me that shit, like talking to me about it, like, you know, because she was real mad about it. And I'm like, you mad, it's hot. All publicity is good publicity. And that's, no, she said, man, I'm locking in tonight, man. I'm coming at that nigga tonight. And I'm like, word. And then next thing you know, the next day it was out, and she was going crazy. That was what's up. That was what she needed, because honestly, if you let people tell it, they don't look at her as a rapper's rapper. Like, they look at her like just talking that other shit. Mm-hmm. You know, now that diss record, they kind of respect her on a certain level. Mm-hmm. Even with the record we got, you know what I'm saying? They like that. They like her flow when it's that just, you know, talking her shit.
What if she was like, I need you to hop on this remix? We could diss Tory Lanez together.
Nah, I like Tory. You know what I'm saying? I ain't get involved in that. You know, I think
I like that he thought it was dope too, and he gave her props.
Yeah, you gotta give it up when it's right. You know, she came at him. You know what I'm saying? He gotta respect it.
Is there anybody out there like you never done a diss record to nobody?
Nah, I don't got time for that.
You did some subliminals, but you never like did a whole diss record.
Yeah, I subbed my ass off. I subbed my ass off, but I ain't doing no diss.
Look at L'Oreal's face.
I'm sitting here trying to think, because you know I love to be like, so you didn't diss Kim?
Never. Never.
Oh. He's like, never.
Nah, never.
So you ain't had no beef with none of the diplomats at one point in time?
Nah, I fucks with all the dips. You know what I'm saying? You know.
He fucked with everybody from Harlem. Mace.
Yeah, I fucks with Mace. You know what I'm saying? I think Mace came at me on that record.
He did say something, right?
I thought Mace came at me on that record when he came at Cam. Mm-hmm. When he said something, I invented the swine flu.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You gonna out rhyme who? I'm son, times, I'm you times two or some shit. But he said swine flu. And I'm like, all right. I said, man, maybe he did say swine flu.
You sure he said swine flu?
I know, but I'm like.
So you do got beef?
No,
I'm joking with you. What happened with Cal? The situation with Khaled?
What happened with it?
Are you still signed to him?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, Cal's doing his thing. I'm doing my thing, man. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all.
What if he want to put you on Weight Watchers?
Nah, you know, it's just, you know, like, everything is all good with all of them. All of them are still family to me in my eyes, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I just feel that's just God just showing me that it's time for me to step up and bring my own team up. Mm-hmm. So that's why I got my own thing going, got my own crew. And, you know, that's what it is.
You remember when you got catfished?
Yeah, yeah, that was crazy, yo. And you what know what's so crazy, right? Because I took her to the studio. And I'm telling dudes in the studio, because I took her to, Callie was in town. So
he thought he had one.
I said, oh, I got one. I'm going to show off. I'm going to take it to the studio. Let Callie see it. Like, you know, just show off. Yo, man, she jumped out the cab. Oh, man. First of all, she was like a midget. She was hunchback.
No.
That's when I knew about the filters. I didn't know nothing about that filter.
She would do it like these angles.
Word. I was so upset. Like, I go, I was so upset.
So,
man.
Wait, so what happened after that? She jumped out.
And she came to the studio. I took her to the studio, but I'm mad. I'm
you
mad
still
as
took
hell.
Her?
Yeah, because I'm mad as hell. No, I didn't let her go in the studio. I said, sit out here. I let her sit in the lounge.
I can't
area.
Believe you still let her come.
Because, like, you know, I'm not that much of a fucked up dude. You know what I'm saying?
Not that much. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right.
He thought he was like, I'm signing this girl.
Oh, you was just going to sign her and everything?
You know how dudes be there. Like, I'm going to sign her, you
Yo,
know?
Yo, I thought, listen, the this shit, she was bad. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know. It was so crazy. So I'm like, all right. So I finally put her back in the cab. She went home. And I just ain't never hit her no more. And one day, one night I was drunk, whatever. I just put her up like, yo, man, y'all
yeah,
be careful.
Yeah, that's when I see he posted her.
I said, y'all be careful with this girl out here, man. She catfishing crazy. And then she got my page deleted. I had to get my shit back.
How did she manage to do that?
I had to get my shit back. Took like a week or two, man, get my shit back, man.
Did you talk to any bitches on Instagram after that?
Nah, I don't really talk to bitches.
You got a FaceTime after that.
I'm keeping 100. I don't really fuck with, let me tell you something. I don't really rock with doing that Instagram shit with these chicks these days because it's too much fraudulent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, meaning, like, far as bartenders and all that, they want you to go to their bar. Like, yo,
spend
like,
some money.
Nigga, I said I'll take you out to eat. I'm not just coming putting money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? It's cool, but can I get to know you first? Can mm-hmm. I want to know you.
Right, before I just, don't, yeah.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. you might be a crazy joint. You know what I'm saying? You might be wacko. You might have a man, and I'm just coming throwing money on you. Let's go eat. Let me know you, who you are. Boom. And then I will show you love. Right. I need to know you to show you
these
love.
These girls got a wine and dine.
These
you.
Girls is like, come to the bar. You like, yo, what's up?
And you're not the only you're not the only one that gotta come
you
to the bar.
You there like eight other niggas at the bar.
Yeah.
So now your ego, so now you gotta spend like them niggas spending.
She got you.
Yo, one time I was so mad, man. So mad, yo. I never got to tell my man. I woke up like, damn, man, I spent that money on that joint last night, man.
How much was it?
You know me, I'm a Jew. So it probably wasn't no more than like 1500. But still, that shit was bothering me. It was aching me. I'm like, yo, like, come on, man. I don't even know her. Like... Like
she was,
her.
She looked at this one like, got him.
Thank you very much.
That's exactly how they look at it.
Right.
And I get it. This is your hustle. This is how you make
no
money.
You didn't pussy out of the deal, did you?
At least you understand it's a hustle.
I don't really be about the pussy, though.
You
know,
you
know
did
that,
say
man.
That.
I like fucking brains. Shout out to my man Tone. My man Tone put me onto that, man. Like, you know, you gotta fuck their mind. Because when you fuck their mind, they always going to be there. Regardless, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you, Mature V.
Yeah.
Listen to Tone. Don't listen to Naj.
Good for you. Although I've noticed some of Tone's missteps as well, but okay, yeah. I'll play with
you. I mean, you know, but that particular saying, I stuck in my brain and I always mm-hmm. ran where I said, all right, say no more. I know how to approach a situation with a right. female. You know what I'm
You're
saying?
You're getting brains from now on.
Lick the dick once.
Started from the bottom.
Because you know a lot of these girls be going through stuff. They be having their problems and stuff. A lot of niggas don't be trying to ask them type of questions.
She going through some things.
So you like a therapist too.
Yeah. I'm like Dr. Phil. Maybe you know that.
Dr. Phil, good.
You know what I'm saying? You was just a happy, you was happy. You ain't never had no.
Multi-B.
That's one thing, yeah. She like got a, she don't got no issues, no nothing. She just live life and work.
I don't be like upset. Really.
At nothing. She laugh at everything.
Yeah, I be chilling. I be for real good, but you know. I always feel like, too, if you a good person, good things happen for you.
That's right. That's right.
And that's how I always live my life. I try to do right, try to do the right thing, try to be good to people. And that's why I be so happy all the time.
Word up.
You dig? Oh, yeah, I'm going to try that shit.
No, I was going to ask, why did y'all break up? She's going to kill me.
We wasn't never really like,
this is what I'm trying to say. I didn't know what was happening.
We was awesome. Meet you at Cheesecake Factory.
Oh yeah, we celebrated your birthday one time.
You got on the stairs like, for us, it was feeling. So of course, you regardless, we wasn't, you know, it definitely was feelings. I was just busy, man. I was taking, you know, trying to take full advantage of what was around me. Cause you know, once they knew I was with her and everybody, you know, that's one thing too. Y'all guys, man, y'all gotta make sure when y'all get them type of women that's out there like that, don't let the demons start running. You know what I'm saying? I was opening the door for all the demons, man. Cause you know, they know she's on the radio every day. They seeing her. So they thirsty. Everybody thirsty. Everybody on you. Women is on you. And I was just like, come in.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, he opened his fur.
He opened his
Yeah. I
thought you said you wasn't easy.
I'm also not the type of person.
At that time.
You was easy then.
I wasn't easy. I was never easy. But, you know, I was taking advantage of certain things that was coming towards me. That's all. You know, and she just, you know, Angie's cool. Angie ain't going to complain about nothing. She ain't going to argue because she's like, all right, whatever. It is what it is.
I just keep it moving.
Keep it moving. Word. That's what she did.
I got to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I got time to worry about you.
That's exactly what she did.
But we cool.
Yeah, definitely. All the way cool.
At least
you
got a parting gift, a chair.
Yeah, you got a chair.
You got a chair.
She kind of like, you know what happened? She kind of like, F my brain. You know what I'm saying? Because normal girls go crazy and do all that. So when a girl that don't do all that,
you'd be like, what?
You remember that one.
Yeah.
That's the one that's like,
stand out.
Like, damn, you just gonna leave me, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, you just leave me. You don't say nothing. You just go. That's the one you respect. You know what I'm saying? That ain't
the one that got away.
Facts.
Listen, I know this. If I don't feel like shit is right, we cool, but I ain't gonna be around. And yeah, that's just, you know. But you know what I'm saying?
But y'all cool though. That's all that matters. Because your ass wouldn't be sitting on the couch if you wasn't.
Yeah, no, okay, we are cool. Always cool. We always ain't got no cool issues. That was 10 years ago.
Yeah, almost 10.
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Almost,
you know, 10. We all had our issues. I could, but we gonna talk about that next week when we talk about who paid for somebody's electricity.
Wasn't, yeah, wasn't
who
me.
Who paid Con Edison? Okay.
All right, lip service. Vito, thank you so much. I appreciate you. That was
thank
fun.
You.
We gonna always be checking for you.
All right, love.